The Army's total count of data centers has fluctuated over time since closing those facilities became a government-wide priority in 2010. Its current inventory, though, is nearly 1,000, which can encompass everything from a state-of-the-art purpose-built facility to a couple of servers sitting under a desk. The Army says it's ahead of its current goal, though, to close down 200 centers by 2015, with 165 down so far. But in the years since the Army built its initial plans, the Defense Department has refined its approach to data center consolidation, de-emphasizing the idea that the military services should each close down data centers as a goal unto itself, and making it a priority to move shared enterprise services into a set of joint DoD-wide core data centers. Gary Bloom is the director of the Army's Architecture Integration Center.
Our focus in the past has really been on facilities. Do I close that room, move those servers someplace else, consolidate, and there are some efficiencies to be made there. Right now, we're working on, in the Army, drafting our migration of Army enterprise systems and applications to core data centers approach, providing guidance to all our systems owners of how to do this. We intend to get that signed out by the Undersecretary of the Army by the end of March 2014. Because in the end, it's really about the data and applications, not as much about the physical rooms that our data centers are in. Again, we're looking at this as providing improved security. It'll be cheaper and hopefully more operationally effective for all our applications.
Under guidance DoD Chief Information Officer Terry Takai issued last year, DoD's new joint information environment will still allow the individual military services to operate data centers on their own bases, but only for functions that are specific to a given service or mission. Everything that's considered an enterprise service, such as email, will need to be migrated within the next 4 years to a core data center, most of which are operated by the Defense Information Systems Agency.
And our definition of an enterprise service is a system that provides service to more than one post, camp, or station. So that's practically everything. We'll move to a core data center by 2018. The transition to that is very challenging. And so this memo is going to be signed by the Undersecretary of the Army. The memo itself is going to be very short, but the appendices are going to talk to how do you do this? What are the processes? How do you get it to the right environments so the DISA can accept it into the core data center? And that is going to be a challenge for us over the next couple of years, as well as how we pay for that. And we're going to work through those issues very much so this year.
Bloom says in order to make the move to a mostly joint IT environment, the Army will focus a large amount of attention over the next several years toward eliminating individual IT applications. Many of those software programs are duplicative. A business application that staff at Fort Polk built, for example, might serve almost exactly the same function their counterparts at Fort Carson built on the other side of the country. The challenge is deciding which applications to keep and which ones fit most neatly into DoD's new joint security architecture.
We have been doing this, I think, very well in some areas, especially in the business mission areas where we're trying to collapse a number of systems, not just move applications. How do we eliminate applications? Very challenging. There's a lot of emotion when it comes to getting rid of my application. So we do have processes that we are laying out. We'd be glad to share our approach there and get feedback, to be frank, if there are things we can do better as we work through that. That's going to be a major focus over the next 3 or 4 years. Because if we move every application to our core data center, in my estimation, we have failed. One of the costs that's really eating our lunch is software maintenance costs in the Army. We're not going to address that issue head on without eliminating some of that software that we are currently maintaining. And we do have multiple commands, multiple posts doing similar kinds of services. And even our business domains, there's overlap.
During the early stages of the Joint Information Environment's build-out, the Army, Air Force, and DISA have already reached agreements that would let them dramatically increase the bandwidth available to each U.S.-based military installation so they can access data that used to be housed locally but might now be stored on servers across the country. But Bloom says there are still details to be worked out in the area of what level of service DISA will provide in the joint data centers and how much it will charge the military services.
Ideally, you think the cost will go down as we go to enterprise systems. One of the challenges we have is comparing apples to apples. often some data centers in the Army has are subsidized with other costs, so it's always hard to determine what the true cost of the Army is. But we have a data center team that's got their arms around that. As we work through that, we're in constant communications with DISA on how the service level agreements for these core data centers and other services are going to be written, so we ensure that we get the services we want at an affordable cost.
But Bloom says the Army is already reaping significant cost savings from its decision to be an early adopter of DoD's approach to enterprise-wide IT services. The service's move to DISA's enterprise email is already saving the Army about $70 million a year. It thinks it can replicate that pattern by replacing old-fashioned desk phones in favor of voice over IP, also provided by DISA. And the Army's also hoping it reduce its software licensing costs by taking part in software licensing agreements that leverage the entire Defense Department's buying power. The Pentagon signed its latest agreement last week with Adobe.
It's been a real focus of the Army over the last couple of years, but I'll tell you, with JIE, it's expanding beyond the Army. So you're now seeing joint enterprise license agreements where we can really leverage our buying power, in this case with the Army, Air Force, and DISA, of over 2 million plus users, and doing cost avoidance. We are going to continue to work enterprise license agreements. One of the challenges we have is which ones do we do next, but we're working that with our DoD, CIO partners, DISA, and the other services as well.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.